Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Shanahan, and you know what? When you got Kyle and you got Robert Saleh and you're going down to SoFi, it's a divisional game. I don't care. Shout out Ponte Hill. Division games are different. It's a short week. It's Thursday night football. Weird things can happen. I'm not throwing dirt on them just yet.
Possibly.
But it's going to be tough. It's going to be very difficult.
So I woke up this morning and knowing that I got to, you know, go to a family friend, family member. I mean, he's as close to family as he gets, funeral. And I was just thinking about my dad and how much I miss watching games with him and just the talking, the back and forth. And it's so bizarre to me to see this false machismo. You always suit up no matter what from certain people. And it's like, okay, tell me you didn't play any sports growing up, you know, at all without telling me you didn't play any sports growing up at all, whether you're playing youth level, high school, college, whatever. Some games are more important on the schedule than others. And sometimes when you're dealing with stuff as a team, whether it's development, whether it's team chemistry, trying to get somebody a look at a certain position, whether it's dealing with an injury, sometimes you manipulate who is out there because you realize not that the game is to be wasted, but that there are other games on the calendar that are more consequential to the overall theme of the season. And I woke up this morning with this duality. On one level, I'm super fired up for tonight's game, and I really do think that Mac Jones can keep us in this game. I'm not ready to wave the white flag. I'm just not. And I want to see what Kyle has cooked up. They still do have some guys who can make plays, and you just never know. That's why you play the games. Then I also woke up thinking, boy, the risk-reward of what they went through last week as they were weighing it, man, I just don't know. I don't know if it was worth it. You know, you were thinking about the schedule, and it was like, all right, the Jacksonville Jaguars, we win this game, we go 4-0. It lessens the importance of the Rams game to a degree. All right? I can listen to that. I'll hear that. I agree with that, I guess, on a level. But we go out there and we've got a variety of guys that are dealing with things. And we're going to try to gut it out. And we're going to try to beat the Jaguars. But I also, as I'm steering this train down the tracks, have to be looking beyond the 5 yards of track I'm on right now. I have to look down the road to see if I need to slow this thing down a little. And knowing that that game was coming tonight.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Thursday, there are certain spots on the team I would have been more cautious with. And I go back to my dad, and I think my dad and I would have these conversations. Do you pitch Matt Cain on 3 days rest? Do you force Curry to play with the ankle that he's got going on right now? Or do you buy time and you wait for the Laker matchup? These are the conversations I grew up having for days as a coach. Hey, do I pitch Rami in game one? Or do I wait till game two against this team and have him come out of the bullpen? I'm just using examples, right? Do I want to see this package here, this package then? I pick and choose my spots. And I'm always weighing things. There's the risk, there's the reward. And there's like, how much do we have to have this game? And I go back to the quarterback and I say to myself, I don't treat everyone the same as I treat the quarterback. That's just the reality. Belichick did not treat Tom Brady. I know we want to believe he did. He did not treat Tom Brady the same way he treated his kicker, the same way he treated his backup defensive lineman.
No, they try to say that he did.
I don't buy it.
They try to say, you know, Tom is always getting ripped in the meetings and everything like that. But behind closed doors, come on. You know, that he was treated differently.
Of course.
And he have to. It's the quarterback.
Joe, I love a lot of my friends. I don't treat them like my son.
No.
All right?
I would hope not.
All right? I've got a million friends. I don't treat them like I treat my wife. This is your franchise quarterback. This is the guy you budgeted for, not just for this year. You budgeted for in years past. You said goodbye to great players because you love this guy so much. You're budgeting not just for now. You're budgeting down the line as you're waiting to roll over cap space this year to afford him for next year.
Joe, he signed... And I know it's the numbers in the NFL that aren't what they seem to be, but I'm just going to say it. He signed a five-year, $265 million contract.
I know.
$265 million.
I know.
And we're just going to throw him out there when he's hurt?
Well,
it's insane to me.
I don't think it was that flippant, but I do believe that, like, as they're weighing things, because, like, you're weighing, so, like, how hurt is he? How hurt is my backup? You know, how important is this game? Where are we at on the schedule? Where are we at as a team?
I'll tell you, we're in the second day of October. We got a long way to go, people. We got a long way to go this season.
But this thing about, like, football players play no matter what. You sure about that? You sure about that? Because if I presented Baltimore with a similar circumstance, all right, as they're dealing with a hamstring injury for their franchise player in Lamar Jackson, are they going to be cautious?
Yes.
Are they going to pick and choose their spots?
Yes.
Okay. Are they going to balance risk-reward?
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean they're going to be right on every decision they make? No, not at all. But this thing that I heard last week, Mac Jones was more injured. I just want you to say this out. Do the exercise with me out loud. Would Baltimore risk playing Lamar Jackson because the backup was so injured they were afraid to go to QB3? I'm asking out loud.
No.
I don't buy the argument that Purdy had to play because Mac was more injured and they were afraid to play QB3. I am making decisions on Brock Purdy's status of a game independent of what QB2 and QB3 are. I am making decisions on Brock Purdy. Where are we at in the season? Where is he at physically? What is the risk reward? Who are the games coming up? How important is this game? QB2 and QB3, they're a factor. They're like the 45th factor of how I'm weighing these things. And no, I do not treat Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, who were two guys dealing with injuries heading into the game, the same way, who are making a fraction of what Brock Purdy's making. And you're not budgeting for those guys years prior and years after like you are for your quarterback. I just think about the Brock Purdy thing, and the reality is this decision has now probably cost them about a good month of the season of Brock Purdy getting hurt. He might have played no games for a month, came back, and still got hurt But the fact you played him Sunday, knowing that this Rams game was hanging here Thursday, I knew going into it, boy, that's a risky decision. They all might have been, you know, hey, I feel great, I feel great, I feel great. You go out there, you re-aggravate it. That is totally plausible. The decisions that this organization makes when it comes to the quarterback and the health and him staying upright are going to be scrutinized because that is your franchise quarterback that you finally hung your hat on, that you paid big money to, that you've been budgeting for 2 years prior, 2 years after, and this year. The Brock Purdy injury thing is a big deal, guys. It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's the reason we're talking about it on game day. Because he has been ruled out tonight. Ricky Pearsall been ruled out and Juwan Jennings ruled out. Who is in? Well, it's not going to be Nick Bosa. It's not going to be George Kittle. It's not going to be Brandon Ayuk. But you got Jake Tonjes. You got Kendrick Bourne. You got Sky Moore. You got Christian McCaffrey and B-Rob, Brian Robinson. Still, you got DeMarcus Robinson. And you got Mac Jones. And how's Mac Jones going to look on that leg? Is he going to be able to move around a lot? I'm not sure. You got to get creative. It's a divisional rival. These things always end up being close somehow,
No doubt.
So if you can make a play here or there and somehow, Joe, somehow come away with a win tonight, oh, my God.
Just keep it close.
Keep it close.
No, and I'm not trying to do I'm saying keep it close and then anything can happen.
I think last week was a prime example, another NFC West divisional game in Arizona.
Yeah.
Seahawks dominated that game for 3.5 quarters. And then what happened? Oh, the Cardinals came back.
100%.
Why? Because they made some plays. The Seahawks made a mistake. They missed a kick. And then you leave the door open. In this league, there are playmakers everywhere. There's playmakers on the Saints, Giants, best teams in the league, whatever you want to say, that the Eagles. There's playmakers everywhere. So you keep things close. Things can happen. Weird things can happen, especially on Thursday Night Football. And I want to hear from the people today. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Think about this. Steph Curry. One of the greatest players of all time, right?
Debatable. Yes. Yes. Top 10 already.
Was the Warriors season on the line last year?
Season on the line.
Yeah. At the end of the year when he got hurt.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How many years do you think he's got left? I mean, even if you're being conservative.
Couple.
Okay. I would agree. Maybe a couple good opportunities. Yeah. Look, man, he wasn't going to be useful for you.
No.
You had to look at it pragmatically and say, the guy's injured. He's not going to be able to help us enough right now. He's got to sit. Sorry. That's how it is. Purdy might have said he was fine. Purdy might have looked fine. I knew one series in, as I texted the group thread, as I called Matt Nahegan, our boss, I was like, there's not a chance in hell this guy is getting through this game and the next game. Yeah. Right away, I knew that. And you guys could say, well, you're not a doctor. You don't understand. No, but I have eyeballs. And my job is literally to talk about these things and these decisions and to weigh them. And fans are sitting on their couch assessing whether he looks healthy or not. Like, it was obvious he couldn't plant on the foot, couldn't move around the same, right? And look, credit for him for gutting it out. I know that the whole sport of football is you play through it no matter what. Yeah, well, sometimes playing through it no matter what is a poor decision. And it's going to bite you in the butt. And what sucks right now is there's two things. Number one, it feels like this Brock Purdy injury is going to linger all year. I don't know how they get out of this scenario. Rest, sure. I mean, do they need surgery? I don't know. But it sure feels like even if he sits a couple of weeks, there is a high potential of him re-aggravating this in some form or fashion. That is real. But like, you knew that there were back-to-back games. And like, this Rams game is significantly more important than the Jags game.
Yeah.
For infinite number of reasons.
Well, now that you say that, had they won last week, let's just play a hypothetical
okay,
game.
Okay, no, I like this.
Had they won last week,
it does make this game less important. But I kept thinking to myself, the worst case scenario heading into last week, which I'm sure they were weighing, was you lose the game and you lose your quarterback for however long because he's re-aggravated, not right, whatever. And it happened. Like, that played out, which sucks. And again, this is not me saying that anyone should be fired or everybody's going to, but these decisions have ramifications and consequences. And what sucks today is that I look up and I'm like, dude, our quarterback's hurt again?
I know.
And it's going to be a lingering all season issue again? At some point, bad luck gets thrown out the window. I don't even know if I'm there yet. Like, I don't even know how I feel. I'm just bummed.
Well, how are 49ers fans waking up this morning and feeling about tonight's game? 888-957-9570.
Joe, I don't want to blame anyone. Like, I'm not trying to blame anyone, but it's like, these are the conversations that we have, are they not?
We were talking about it all last week, that this is a realistic possibility. This is what we do. This is what we talk about.
Yes.
It's okay to talk about the injuries because it's a part of the game. I understand in football, it sounds... People like to use the word
soft. The culture
of
football is different, but like sometimes you got to sit guys. I referenced Steve Young the other day.
Yeah.
Okay? I remember so many games in the middle of Steve Young's career, whether it be concussion, shoulder, ribs, ankle, where they're like, yeah, we got to make a tough decision. You're not playing. He got yanked from a playoff game after one series.
Yep.
Because he couldn't throw.
Couldn't throw.
And it was like, no, you have to come out of the game. And Quarterback's not better than you. But today, given how compromised you are, today Gerback gives us a better chance to win. And guess what? We still weren't going to win.
Exactly. It was similar in that Cowboys doc we all watched when it was Steve Berline taking over for Troy Aikman. And Jimmy Johnson's like, you know what, Troy, you're probably not there quite yet. I know you feel that way, but we're going to stick with Steve Berline. And they lost, and he's going to have to wear that, and Troy's going to feel his
100%.
Way. But those are the decisions you have to make. Protecting players from themselves. Protecting, and I use this word because it's true, your investments. And he is a $265 million investment. So I don't want to hear people tell me it's only a $9 million cap hit. It's only this. It's only that. Yeah, no, you're locked into this guy for the next 4 or 5 years, potentially.
But you've been budgeting. See, like, this thing that he's only making this much. But you're not accounting for the $99 million in dead cap. And it's not all because of Purdy. But, like, they've been budgeting for him for years. They're budgeting for him this year. They're not adding to the payroll currently because they want to roll cap money over to budget for next year. So, to me, the cap number for this year is a false equivalency.
The reason why the Cincinnati Bengals, and I get it, the injury was more severe probably than Brock Purdy's.
It's pretty obvious it was.
But I'll say this, if that happened, and they were fighting for the playoffs and it was, week 16, 15 for the Bengals, maybe they do view it differently and say, you know what, hey, Joe, can you gut this thing out? Can you try to get us there? Maybe they have a different thing and maybe they don't elect to get surgery right away and they wait and they can't make it any worse. I don't know. But the fact that this was so early on in the season, too. Like Joe, it's what is it, week 5 today? Like,
well, really? That was my big thing.
You nipped this thing in the bud early. You could just put him on the IR. You had the out. Rap sheet on NFL Network, we have the sound. He said 2 to 5 weeks. You had time. You did not need to rush him back.
Well, maybe, let me defend him.
But Joe, fact that he was limited in practice, it was almost never a full participant, and we never even saw him sprint. Like, that tells you all you need to know that he wasn't ready, right?
This bizarre thing about QB3, well, if you elevate him, it costs money, and you take a spot. Guys, you are complaining and going crazy about $75 million for Brandon Ayuk, and now we're worried about a million-dollar guy on the end of the roster.
Breadcrumbs we're worried about now.
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing?
Breadcrumbs. What are we doing today, Niners fans?
What are we doing?
Are we going to have watch parties for this one?
No, I'm very conflicted this morning because in one sense, I'm like, dude, I feel like we're doing the NBA rest thing.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the back-to-back. Here goes the B team.
And that's why we love the NFL. That's why we don't like the NBA, because the scarcity of these games. I understand. You want to see Brock out there for as many games as possible. I would like to see that too. But I would also like to be for him to be at his best for as many weeks as possible.
That's
where I'm kind of juggling this.
And look, you can cherry pick whoever's opinion you want to find somebody who aligns with yours. No, you can. I understand that. I'm not trying to cherry pick.
Politics, we do that every
year. No, but Lo'Neal came onto this show, mm-hmm. and Lo'Neal told us, dude, he's going to be dealing with this. The only way that this gets better, off-season surgery and lots of rest in season. Once you start playing again, it's going to depreciate and depreciate and depreciate, and you won't be able to play. So let's just take the small sample. Even if you didn't want to put him on IR, fine, totally fine. Playing him Sunday, knowing the Ram game was probably the more important game on the front end. You knew on the front end. I would have gone, and I said it cutting into it, I would have waited on Sunday, even if you had to play Adrian Martinez. I know that sucks. I'm not even upset. I've never even seen him throw a pass. I'm not even pretending like I saw a highlight. I don't care. I am more worried about Purdy, independent of whatever the other two guys' status were. I'm worried about him. I'm not worried about what happens elsewhere. People are like, right. I don't care what your friends do. I only care what you do, son.
Well, it's so ridiculous, too, because you think Ravens fans are going into this week. I think they're playing the Texans. Cooper Rush, Oh my God, Cooper Rush can't get hurt. Oh my, come on, dude.
Or no, like
liar.
Cooper's at 51%. Lamar's at 62. So you have to play Lamar because he's healthier than Cooper because of QB3.
No,
that's what we sound like.
I bring in Snoop Huntley or whatever the hell his name is, and that's who takes over. And you know what? I take my L this week. You know what? You know, Joe, real quick. I know you're on fire this morning.
No, it's just I'm frustrated.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to take an L. Sometimes it happens, even in sports, and you know you're going to take a big fat L. Happens all the time in basketball. They rest a bunch of players.
Happens in baseball. Guys think that they're healthy. They go back out there as a pitcher.
And you know what?
Three or four innings, and next thing you know, they're back on the IL. It does happen. It's random.
And you know what? It might be this week. It might be tonight. The 49ers might be just saying, we might just take this big fat L.
I'm not, though.
You're not. I know.
And I don't think Mac Jones is either.
I don't think that. It's true.
You know, I'm like, honestly, I think this is a great opportunity in front of a national audience for a lot of guys to shine. You know who else I'm looking at?
Who?
And maybe I'm sleeping on him. Maybe he's not even ready to go 3 days later. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Could this be the breakout game?
I would love it.
Could it? Could it? You want to talk about endearing yourself to Niner fans? Look at who's available. They have no Hall of Fame D-end for the whole season. No Hall of Fame tight end. Nope. For at least this game and probably the next one. No number one and number two receiver. Plus your other number one receiver is still on the shelf in Brandon Ayuk. And you don't have your top dog quarterback. If they find a way to win this game, I'm telling you, it'll be a huge victory. For the morale of the fan base, for that locker room, for their season, it would be monster.
It'd be the greatest win in Mac Jones's career. It's not even close. Given the circumstances, going up against that team, that Rams squad, that everyone, they're probably one of the favorites right now in the NFC. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They should be undefeated. They should have beaten the Eagles a couple weeks ago. It's your division rival. It's Sean McVay. It's all of it. It's Puka Nacua. You got Jared Verse on the other side. Everything is stacked against the Niners tonight. But you know what? I kind of like being in that spot sometimes. Shock the world. Why not?
You're
8.5-point dogs. You got nothing to lose, Mac Jones. Rip it, dude. Just freaking rip that thing. I want a bunch of go routes from DeMarcus Robinson. Another revenge game scenario for him, by the way.
I totally didn't even think of that.
I want DeMarcus Robinson out there. Kendrick Bourne. Mac Jones must just throw a more catchable ball to him because he catches it when Mac Jones throws it.
Oh my God.
Let's go deep, baby.
If you hand it to him, he still might drop it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.